Okay, I want to first of all want to thank everybody for joining, for coming. Mechazek us, mechazek each other, and a beautiful Sudas Purim. Shemizrach should help us that we should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimus and give him nachas ruach, and everybody should be zayicha the shefa bracha v'atzlacha v'chol anyanim.
Amen.
I'd like to thank, of course, all of those who participated in putting this together. There are numerous names, but of course, my wife Miriam for spearheading this. And to Mrs. Magenzo as well for all of her shtatvas and putting this together with Miriam. And for everybody, all the wives and all the husbands. It's a lot of work. We're very much makir tov to all of you. So the Ari HaKadosh, Rav Chaim Vital, says the following thing. He writes that Haman knew what was going on in the higher realms, that a Beis HaMikdash was going to be built, and he wanted to get ahead of the game. Yakdimenu la'abid la'hashmid saneim shel Yisrael, to destroy all of Klal Yisrael, so that there shouldn't be any remnants left, that they should be zeichet to geula, and through this, the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't be built. Now, the words of the Arizal have to be understood and learned like a Gemara. Right, Tovi? Like a Gemara. Everything is meduyak. Now listen again to this. Listen to this very carefully. I think what we see here from the words of Rav Chaim Vital is a hint, is a depth into why Haman failed. Listen again very carefully. I'm going to read it just in English now. Haman wanted to get ahead because he knew that the Beis HaMikdash would be built after 70 years to wipe out all of Bnei Yisrael so that there shouldn't be any Yidden left so that the Beis HaMikdash shouldn't be built. Anybody? What you see from Haman HaRasha, the Rav Chaim Vital is saying, is that the reason why Haman wanted to destroy the Yidden was because he didn't want the Beis HaMikdash. Now this is flawed. This is broken in its depths and in its roots. Why is this a broken ideology, a broken way of thinking of things? Avi, Hoshenda, you know. No? Avi does know, he just doesn't want to say. The reason why it's broken and it's flawed is because the reason why you don't want Klal Yisrael is not because it's not going to be a Beis HaMikdash. The reason why you don't want a Beis HaMikdash is because you don't want Klal Yisrael. If I were to ask you, which is higher, which is more important? The Beis HaMikdash or Bnei Yisrael? Which is more chavid, which is more central to the purpose of creation? The Beis HaMikdash or Klal Yisrael? Of course Klal Yisrael. But Haman was the Das Teklipa. The Haman was an outside thinker. He didn't understand the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. So to him, he was afraid of a Beis HaMikdash, so he wanted to wipe out Bnei Yisrael so there shouldn't be a Beis HaMikdash. But instead, what he surely should have wanted to do was to make sure there would be no Beis HaMikdash. That's why he should have destroyed Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael is higher. And since he went for the Tafel, he didn't succeed. Had he wanted to wipe out Bnei Yisrael, then he would have succeeded. But because he went after Bnei Yisrael, only because they were like the side dish, they were like the French fries, but the main dish was the Beis HaMikdash to him, that's why he wasn't successful. And where do we learn this out from? We learn this out from Bris Milah. Why? Because the halacha is that Milah, if the eighth day falls out on Shabbos, so we do Bris Milah, and Milah is Zeiche Shabbos. But if the Beis HaMikdash has to be built on Shabbos, Shabbos trumps Beis HaMikdash. So if that's the case, that Shabbos is higher than Beis HaMikdash, but Bris Milah is higher than Shabbos, so what are Chazal telling us? That Bnei Yisrael is higher than Beis HaMikdash. Because what Bris Milah means, that it makes every single Jew into a Beis HaMikdash. That's what Bris Milah means. That a Yid becomes a Beis HaMikdash. And if Beis HaMikdash can't override Shabbos, a bris mila can. That means that to have a Beis HaMikdash out of bricks and stone is one very special madrega. But to have a Beis HaMikdash out of flesh and blood, that a yid should dedicate himself and consecrate himself to be mekadosh himself to being a Beis HaMikdash, that's something which Shabbos says you can pass through. But to have a Beis HaMikdash which is lower than that, Shabbos says no. The Shabbos is about the tachlis ma'aser shemayvaretz, and that the Beis HaMikdash should serve as a way that every single Jew should be a Beis HaMikdash. From there we see, from the halachas of Bris Mila, that Beis HaMikdash is lesser than Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael is higher than Beis HaMikdash. And that's why we say, La'yehudim ha'isa'ayra v'simcha v'sasan v'ikar, we say, Sason zu Mila. What's such a sason about Mila? Because we learn from the halachas of Mila, this ideology, this concept, that Bnei Yisrael is higher than Mikdash, and it's at that place that Haman fell. Perhaps this is Rimrumas in that which Achashverosh says to Esther. And that's how Esther knew what to ask. Achashverosh says to Esther, and that's really the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you can ask for whatever you want, except for what? Ad Chatzi Amalchus. You can't ask for Chatzi Amalchus. What does the Gemara say? What's Chatzi Amalchus? The Beis HaMikdash. So that means Esther could ask for whatever she wants, but not the Beis HaMikdash. And once again, we see that the Das Taklib was off the mark. Because what Achashverosh should have said is, don't ask for Bnei Yisrael. Why did he say, don't ask for the Beis HaMikdash? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who was the real Melech, was giving a Pesach, and he was saying like this. He was steering Esther in the right direction. He was saying, if you have to ask yourself, what's more important to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bnei Yisrael or the Beis HaMikdash? It's Klal Yisrael. And Achashverosh is that Das Taklib. He doesn't know what's going on. He thinks the Beis HaMikdash is what's Iker. And since he gave a Pesach for Esther to say, I want my people more than the Beis HaMikdash, so that's why the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, and Klal Yisrael was also able to be saved.
It's almost like if she had that one choice, no matter what it was. Like, let's say Achashverosh would have said, you could even have the Beis HaMikdash. It's almost like she still would have said, I want Klal Yisrael.
Exactly. But he said it that way.
I'm sorry.
He said it that way.
I'm sorry.
You have to be sorry.
Not being mevatel anything. It's just
you have to be sorry.
This is part of the speech.
This is part of the avoda. This is like this. And this is the Pshat in the Medrash, and we learned this out from Chumran Beis HaMikdash, by the way, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I would rather destroy the Beis HaMikdash than Eitzim Avanim than to lay a hand on Bnei Yisrael. And there's another Medrash like that also, but not for now. But this, listen to the Lashon of the Medrash. Shalach LaMordechai LiEsther. Mordechai sent to Esther. Mordechai sent to Esther, the Haribahem Yom Alv Shal Pesach. He says, how can we fast today? Today is the first day of Pesach. How could we fast today? So what does Esther say? Esther says back, Zokin should be Israel, the elder Bnei Israel, the wisest of all men in Klal Israel. You, Mordechai. Lamahu Pesach, why is there a Pesach? There's only a Pesach for Bnei Israel. If there's no Bnei Israel, there's no Pesach. So this conversation between Esther and Mordechai is proof of what we're saying now. The Mordechai was saying, we need to do Pesach. And Esther's saying, well, you have to have Yisrael if you want to do Pesach. So what comes first, the Torah or Bnei Yisrael? So Mordechai had a Havamina from the Sanhedrin. The Torah comes. Esther said, no, Bnei Yisrael is higher. Because Esther represents Knesset Yisrael, and Mordechai represents the Sanhedrin, he represents the Torah. And here we see that Esther outdueled Mordechai. And she said, no, Bnei Yisrael comes before Torah. So we see that there are three things. There's Yisrael, V'araisa, and Kutsha Brichu. Yisrael, Araisa, and Kutsha Brichu. And these three things, Yisrael, Araisa, and Kutsha Brichu, correspond to Yisrael as Yisrael, Araisa is the Torah, and Kutsha Brichu is the Beis HaMikdash. But of the three, which is the Reishis? The Reishis for Shvel Yisrael. The Reishis is Shvel Yisrael. The Reishis is Bnei Yisrael. Even though all three are really one, but the highest of all of them is Yisrael. And that's why we say Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Avraham and Yaakov correspond to these three things, but who is the Iker? Yaakov is the Bechir Shebovas. Yaakov represents Israel. That's the Bechir Shebovas. What we see from the Nes of Purim is that although we're talking about very high things, we're talking about Yisrael, Arayis of Kutcher Bichu, which corresponds to what? The three corners of the Hamantashen. The three corners of the Hamantashen correspond to Yisrael, Arayis of Kutcher Bichu. Yeah? And that's why you have one biscuit, one mezainis, which has three corners. Because really, Yisrael, Araisa, Kutcher Brichu is one. So when you take a bite out of the Hamantash, you have to be bechavin that the bite, the reishis bite, is reishis Yisrael. That's the first bite. The the first fight of Reshus Yisrael, and it's a very important hashkafa. This made the difference between the Das Taklipa, Das Kuchemichu. It's so subtle. The difference between a Haman and Mordechai is so subtle, which is why you have to come to a state of Adalayada to really appreciate, to understand this Mamish Dakazim. To understand the difference between Mordechai and Haman, you can do that without drinking. You could say after the Megillah, Baruch Mordechai and Aruch Haman. You could say that. No, not a big deal. But when you want to understand the darkest of difference, mamish subtleties, the difference between who's going to become a Ben Aliyah, who's not. This hashkaf is so crucial. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I love Bnei Yisrael more than anything. And the world is created for Yisrael. And if we align ourselves with that das, we have to come to a state of Adaliyada to do that. But Hashem Yisrael should help us to come to a das which supersedes and goes above Araisa, goes above Mikdash. And of course, they're all one. But when there's Yisrael, that's the glue which brings it all together. We should be Zaychet, to be Mechazik ourselves in our Avas Yisrael. And with that, we'll be Zaychet to Tara Chadasha and to the Beit HaMikdash Chadasha. Amen.